If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 12th day of November 2010. Happy birthday today to Booker T. Jones, 66, of Booker T. and the MGs. Nadia Comaneci, gymnast, 48 today. Anne Hathaway turns 28, and Neil Young celebrates his 65th birthday today. I have two or three topics that I'm probably not going to be able to get to in one pod. I only have 5 minutes. Miles Dyer, they just keep giving him minutes, and so he can just read from the dictionary for 15 minutes or however much they give him. And I guess it's because he actually has more than 10 people listening to his podcast, and I don't. So anyway, but there are three things that I had to mention, and one is that I just saw Cher on David Letterman's show. Cher used to live in Macon when she was married to Greg Allman. And I met her accidentally at the Capricorn Summer Games. We had lunch together. And I think I've told this story before, but it was Capricorn Summer Games when Phil Walden, his brother Alan, and Frank Fintner and Bobby Wallace, all those guys were in town just, you know, killing everybody with Capricorn. It was such a great company and such a fantastic time for the city. And they bought this place that we all visited in our childhood, was Reagan's Park. Not after the president, but it was, you know, R-E-G-A-N. And they turned it into their own private little amusement. It had a lake, you know, and they had something called the Capricorn Summer Games. And every year, they would invite press, media from all over the country, and they would meet at this place, and the bands, Capricorn bands, would play all day long. And it's the first time I've ever seen a tanker truck with beer in it. I mean, they had a tanker truck with spigots on the side of it with beer. And you would just walk up to this thing. And I don't drink beer. I'm not a big alcoholic. I wine every now and then, you know, I can drink a beer, but I'm, you know, not real fond of the taste. I'll drink a ton of coffee with you, but So I went for lunch. I did. Was doing mornings at the Big X, and they sent me my pass and my little button to wear, which I have around here somewhere. I've got to find it. That thing's got to be. Talk about memorabilia. And so if the food was free, everything was. You just showed up, and so I get my plate of food, and I sit down in one of the cabanas, and I look up, and across the table from me is Cher and Martin Mull. And she was out there to have lunch, and it was one of these things where you are so shocked, yet so delighted. And she was such a normal. And I got this from the Letterman interview too, where she, you know, under all that Cher stuff, is this real human being. And when she lived in Macon, she would shop at Kroger like everybody else. You know, she shopped at the same Kroger my mom did, and people didn't bother her. But if you said hello, she was, hey, how's it going? You know, and she became a part of the community. She really tried to do things for the betterment of the community. Everybody knew where they lived. Everybody, you know, it was one of these towns. And of course, we had other musicians besides Cher and Greg Allman in town, so it wasn't that they were the only ones. But anyway, so we started talking. Found out she listened to me every morning, which I thought was absolutely cool. Anytime she was actually up before 10 o'clock. And we had the most delightful conversation. And Martin Mull, who you all know from his Fernwood Tonight days, and he had, I think, a guest part recently on Two and a Half Men. He was the druggist. And so this Cher thing was just amazing. We sat and we talked about the town, and we talked about the people, and we talked about music, and you know, it was one of these. She was as interested in me as I was in her. She wanted to know how I got into radio. She was interested in my experience as a teenager, and how did I balance being on the radio. And well, you know, Cher, when you were a teenager, you were with Sonny, and you know, you were married at 16 and making records, and I was just playing these little records on the radio. It's a big difference between what I've done and what you've done, but just an amazing lady. Okay, I have completely run out of time on that one topic, so we'll have to continue this on Monday.